Welcome to the second half of our conversation with New Jersey Republican Congressman Chris Smith. Represents his state's 4th Congressional District, member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, and one of the strongest pro-life voices in Congress. He's been a critic for decades on the human rights issues in China, particularly forced abortions, the one-child policy, and the like. And all of this is coming to a head this week as Secretary of State Clinton and Treasury Secretary Geithner traveled to China on an economic mission, but overshadowing much of that is the saga of dissident Chen Guangchen, who had been imprisoned, had been under house arrest, and is now apparently in the custody of the U.S. Embassy. He's been a target of the Chinese government for years as a result of his outspoken opposition to the forced abortion and one-child policies. In the first part of the conversation, Congressman Smith gave us the background on Chen Guangchen and what his demands would be for the Chinese government. Now moving forward here, we talk with Congressman Smith and first get his thoughts on what leverage the U.S. actually has in helping Chen.
Frankly, you know, if he's with us, you know, we have to hang in there until we do get a positive outcome. And when it comes to the human rights issue of forced abortion and forced sterilization, Reagan and Bush, and then Bush again, George Bush, they spoke out. They limited U.S. taxpayer funding to organizations that were not enabling this cruelty against women. Not so under the 8 years of Clinton, and not so again under the 3.5 years of President Obama. It has been an utter failure. We have not raised our voices, and equally have not withheld our funding to those organizations that are aiding and abetting this horrific abuse against women and children. So my hope is Chen's witness, first that he be protected and his family, but his witness for life and against these atrocities, these crimes against humanity, will finally get the airing that they deserve. I had a hearing on Chen Guangchen last November. Almost nobody carried it. Certainly not the major media, you know, the big networks. Nobody carried it. And yet today, one of the reporters who was there filed a report, Ashley Hayes, and leads off with one of my lead witnesses and the hearing that we held back in September, or July, I should say, so that's how far back that hearing went, where women who had been forcibly aborted told their stories of how abusive it is and how their hearts were broken by the loss of their child and how they grieve. Well, the story is finally starting to get out. Chai Ling, the great leader of Tiananmen Square, runs a group called All Girls Aloud. And that organization has been working overtime to try to protect little girl children inside the China itself. If you're only allowed one and it's a boy-centric society, very often the girl child is killed. They have been working overtime to protect lives and hundreds, hopefully God willing it'll be thousands soon, but hundreds of little babies who happen to be girls have been saved. And Reggie Littlejohn is also doing a tremendous job with her organization, Women's Rights Without Frontiers, and they too are saying this crime against women must end. And I've been doing it. I offered my First Amendment against forced abortion in China, and trying to withhold U.S. foreign aid to any organization that supports or co-manages a coercive population control back in 28 years ago. In 1984, and unfortunately, the so-called pro-choice movement and many of the self-proclaimed women's rights campaigners have taken a blind eye towards this crime against women and the crime against female children. So maybe through Chen's enormous sacrifice and that of his wife Yuan, the world will finally wake up to this terrible a slaughter of children and exploitation of women.
Real quickly, before we let you go, sir, issues like this on the diplomatic level, do you expect it to be resolved in days, weeks? What's the likelihood
Great
here?
Question. I think we're talking days into weeks, and I hope that, you know, the Secretary of State doesn't leave without Chen's case and that of his family being resolved. You know, unfortunately, this trip, this summit, this economic focus, which is all the Obama administration has had. How can we trade more with the dictatorship, which exploits its people? I mean, foreign sourcing. Look at all the factories that have moved there because they don't pay anything. They have no protections for occupational safety and no real protections when it comes to environmental standards. But that said, that's what they were going over this week to do, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and all the rest. Our hope is that again, either by design or happenstance, Chen's escape from home detainment has now forced a refocus, and I hope a total change of policy on the part of the Obama administration. When Hu Jintao, the president of China, came to the United States, I held a hearing before he came, had a press conference during the week of his visits, and said, Mr. President, President Obama, you must raise human rights issues. And we had people like Harry Wu and other great people who spent time in prison in China saying the same thing, that you've got to speak out against the victimization of children and women by forced abortion, as well as religious freedom, the freedom to have a labor union, which you can't do. It's all run by the government. All of these things, and not a word by President Obama. And so much so that Hu Jintao's state-run media, because I do read it, talked about how he had taken Washington by storm, that they were practically kowtowing to this dictator, and it started at the White House, President Obama. I was so ashamed of President Obama's performance. The Washington Post did an editorial, scathing editorial, that said President Obama defends President Hu Jintao on human rights, and said, you know, how when they had their press conference, Obama was running interference with the press to defend this dictator from being held to account for his crimes that are committed by his government, whether it be torture or forced abortion and all the rest. It was too much even for the Washington Post. So my hope is that this will be a game changer this week. The people will finally realize that the worst human rights abuse against women has been going on since 1979, having a huge cumulative effect upon children and on mothers and the family. And unfortunately, most of the world has looked askance.
Congressman, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there. But I know our listeners and others know a whole lot more about this story, thanks to your efforts and the efforts of others that you mentioned in the course of our conversation. Thank you very much for
your
time today.
Great. Thank you so very much.
New Jersey Republican Congressman Chris Smith, member of the House Foreign Relations Committee, one of the strongest pro-life voices in the House as well. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.